The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, and now in its 31st year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the snowman himself, David Snow.
Listen to this and tell me if you think that is false advertising. A health-conscious woman saw fat-free French fries on the menu at a diner and ordered a basket. A few minutes later, she watched as the cook pulled a basket of fries out of the fryer. The potatoes were dripping with oil when the cook put them into the container. "Wait a minute," the woman said. "Those don't look fat-free." "Sure they are," the cook said. "We only charge for the potatoes. The fat is free." Well, some of you are frying out there in the sun and becoming a French fry yourself this weekend. So on today's show, summer skincare on the menu, being skin safe in the summer sun. Two guest experts today. First, Dr. Patrick Ellison, a dermatologist here where our broadcast center of Honolulu is. Dr. Ellison will be debunking some of the misinformation that's out there regarding sunscreens as we go beyond the SPFs. And then skincare expert Myra Mesko joins us to share her 20-plus years of experience of being in the skincare product industry and what she has uncovered when it comes to the products that cover your skin. So we'll have the skinny on skin later this hour with Myra Mesko. First, a few announcements and then some of our regular weekly features. Tomorrow is Aunties Day, acknowledging and honoring and celebrating all the aunties in a child's life. The day is especially poignant for 23 million American women who identify as PANKs, that is professional aunts, no kids. And I might add that I'm a punk, professional uncle, no kids. but anyway, and, you know, by the way, speaking of aunties, my favorite auntie, antioxidant. and one that I don't care for, I do have another auntie in my family that would be antibiotic. I don't see her very often. Okay. Let's see. Also tomorrow, Ruth Buzzy, who I had the privilege of meeting, and actually I spent a weekend with her and her husband some years ago. She was for you oldsters out there like me, she was a comedian and actress and still is around. So she's 86 years old tomorrow. She was on Rowan and Martin's Laugh, and she was quite a spectacle there. Let's go to the fitness file and talk about, well, researchers at the University of Tsukuba, Japan, found that a 10-minute jog can increase blood flow to the regions of your bilateral prefrontal cortex. That's a mouthful, associated with cognitive function and positivity. Maybe I need a 10-minute run before the show. Boosts not only your mental processing power, but also the way you feel. And even a quick plod, they say, around the block results in significantly enhanced problem-solving skills as well as heightened pleasure levels. So a big payoff for just a short workout. Run around the block or just wherever you can. As I always talk about fitness, movement is like money. A little is better than none. More is better than less. Elsewhere in the fitness file, can you strength train your skin? Well, skin cells do respond to exercise. Deep beneath that sweaty surface of your epidermis, that triggers a rush of oxygenated blood, they say, and it produces exerkines, which are substances released from skeletal muscles and other organs post-exercise that start the repair process even on the DNA level in your skin. So there are maximum skin benefits to be had with working out, and more details on that research next week. Elsewhere in the news on sun. Oh, yeah, too much screen time, not sun time. Research shows that the mere presence of a smartphone can distract us or cause you to disconnect from one another. This is in regard to mental health and emotional health and relationships. However, a simple touch can bring us closer. Hold hands whenever possible. Find little ways to connect. Running your fingers over your partner's back, etc. You know, so touching your skin, not touching the screen. Forget the touch screens. How about touching skin? All right. And is your pet safe in the sun? Do you have a dog or cat? You need to listen to this. Surprising facts. One is that 33% of tumors in dogs start in the skin, and about one third of those are malignant. Some 25% of all feline cancers are skin cancers, and an estimated 75% of feline skin tumors are malignant. Now, dog breeds with pale skin, you can think of breeds like Italian greyhounds, and which is my favorite dog, white boxers, white pit bulls. All of those are especially vulnerable to solar damage. And here's another shocker. Reflective sun exposure on your pets can also cause solar-induced cancers, according to this doctor. Sun reflected off a sandy beach, for instance, or maybe a hot sidewalk, strikes the bald areas of your dog's belly, which is where skin cancers are often found. How about that? And you want to avoid close shaves. You want to maintain at least a half an inch of fur on your pets during the hot summer months. So no buzz cuts there, right? All right, so for the two-thirds of you that have pets, about two-thirds of the population has a dog and or a cat. Okay, and even though the eating of fish is good for you, especially the high omega-3 fish, high mercury fishes like swordfish and mackerel and some tunas have the opposite effect. This was a recent survey, or study rather. People with higher levels of mercury in their blood had almost double the risk of non-melanoma skin cancer than those with low levels. This is from the British Journal of Dermatology. And on the other side of that, there's also benefits to be had from the sun, of course. Study published in the North American Journal of Medical Sciences suggests that it could help you increase your feelings, your more energetic feelings and alertness by 65% if you bask in the sun for 15 to 30 minutes daily without sunscreen, or at least, you know, spend a little time before you put on the sunscreen when you're in the sun. So you don't put it on before you go out the door. You put it on after you're already exposed to, you know, 10 or 20 minutes. Okay, we only have 2 minutes left. Speaking of time, British researchers said that when the skin is exposed to UV light, it releases a flood of nitric oxide, which is good. It's a chemical that boosts oxygen blood flow to the heart and delights your blood vessels. It helps your body produce more thyroid hormones. All right, let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy. here's a cartoon of doctors talking to his associate in the hospital corridor. He's coming out of the gastroenterology office, so he's a gastroenterologist. He says, it's a fair trade-off. I have to listen to stories about BMs, but then I get to drive a BMW. That's pretty good. And two pigs are sunbathing at the beach. One pig gets up, wraps a towel around himself, and starts to walk away. Hey, where are you going? Says the other pig. I have to get out of this hot sun. I'm bacon. Yeah, I got a smile from my producer there. All right, no time for the rest of the Funny Bone Pharmacy. We'll conclude that next week, but we will start our skincare segment right after this on this special edition of Dr. Health with Dr. Patrick Ellison, and later this hour, Myra Mesko, skincare expert. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
This is Anthony Hopkins with an important message about cancer prevention and treatment. Did you know that the right foods can help prevent this frightening disease? New studies show that fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods reduce the risk of certain cancers, and they may even improve survival. Visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. Brought to you by the Cancer Project, a non-profit organization advancing cancer prevention and survival.
Besides being healthy and feeling good, don't you want to look as good as you feel? Here's a name to remember for professional, affordable skincare: Botanical Rush. Backed by over 20 years of experience in product formulation, Myra Mesko, the founder of Botanical Rush, is the originator of producing clean and effective skincare, infused with powerful actives to support healthy aging and beautiful skin. The founder of Botanical Rush is the originator of producing clean and effective skincare, infused with powerful actives to support healthy aging and beautiful skin. Whether it's cleansing, restoring, or hydrating, or replenishing, treating, or protecting, you'll find the clinical strength formula that will be just right for you. So look to the pioneer and leading authority on non-toxic skincare. With never any harsh chemicals or artificial fragrances, and never tested on animals, Botanical Rush, a solar-powered company made in the USA. Look for Botanical Rush in your nearest natural food store or go to botanicalrush.com.
Since 70% of your immune system is in your gut, don't you think it's time to take a little better care of it? After all, so many things you're doing to it are affecting its function. Not getting enough fiber, eating too much sugar, excess stress and alcohol, as well as that sedentary lifestyle. So maybe it's time for a tune-up. An intestinal tune-up with the Medical Strength Probiotics from Master Supplements. Their signature Theralac, recommended by doctors for more than 15 years, will rapidly colonize your intestinal tract with the specific gut-friendly strains of potent beneficial bacteria. And their patent-protected delivery system has garnered Theralac and their other probiotics with a worldwide reputation for results. There's also True Flora, a unique probiotic and enzyme blend with bio-cleansing effects, and True Bifido, specifically formulated for colon support. See all of the Master Supplements products at your nearest natural food store or go to Theralac.com. Master Supplements, the probiotic pioneers.
Yes, it is. Another summer day in Hawaii Nei and wherever you're listening to our show. Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. Hey, 9 out of 10 doctors recommend Dr. Health Radio to their patients who listen to talk radio. Ask your doctor if Dr. Health is right for you. All right, speaking of doctors and speaking of sunshine, we have a dermatologist on the line from here where we broadcast from, the city of Honolulu. Dr. Patrick Ellison is with us, and he has been with us before in the past talking about skin cancer and sun protection, and what better time of the year to have him on than right now. And let's introduce him right now. Good morning, Dr. Ellison. How the health are you?
Good morning, David. I'm great. And how are you this morning?
Excellent. Now, before we get into our, you know, launch into things, I want to ask you many questions on sunscreens and sun protection and skin cancer and so on. But, you know, one thing that I thought of is that besides secondhand smoke, which everybody's aware of, the hazards of secondhand smoke, when I'm on the beach, especially lately, you know, with the sun being more intense during the summer months, secondhand sunscreen spray, secondhand spray as well as secondhand smoke on the beach. I mean, everybody, you know, about, what, 10% of the sunscreen is actually going on the person's skin that's using the spray, and the rest goes in the air and for other people to inhale downwind or down on the beach. But have you ever noticed that when you're on the beach? Or I know you're a triathlete, so you must notice that with competitive meets, don't you?
Sometimes, but yeah. You know, you can, with the social distancing, I'm not so close to people.
Oh, yeah, true. That's right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's talk about, speaking of sunscreens, chemical versus mineral sunscreens. What, from a dermatologist's point of view, what's your view on that? I mean, with the new laws and everything, now everything has to be reef safe. And is it really reef safe? And give us your take as a doctor who uses and recommends sunscreen all the time.
Well, I think I think you have to put the concern with, you know, UV exposure. There are grave dangers from unprotected sun exposure. So The best sunscreen is the one that you use every day.
Right.
They come in a variety of formulations. There's a sports spray, as you mentioned, a easy-to-use stick, lotion, moisturizers. Some come with anti-aging supplements that are included.
Uh-huh.
When we look at sunscreens, we look at something that should be broad-spectrum, ingredients that protect against UVA and UVB. When you look at mineral-based sunscreens, they tend to be placed on, and they are more of a reflector of the sun.
Uh-huh.
And in general, they do cover both UVB and UVA.
All right.
The chemical-based sunscreens act by changing conformation and absorbing the energy from the sun. And then within a chemical formulation, there are things that actually absorb, and then things that are in that formulation that help change that molecule back to the effective molecule. And so you have a combination of those things. If you use a sunscreen, nothing is water, they're water resistant,
uh-huh.
not
waterproof. Yeah.
So when you're using them, you want to apply them at the longest, every 90 minutes, often within 1 hour. Reapplication to dry skin is necessary. You need to dry off before you put it back on.
Mm-hmm.
The SPF is a sun protection factor on sunscreen. An SPF of 15 implies that after applying the sunscreen, exactly as directed, generously and evenly, and reapplied after 1 to 2 hours or after swimming or sweating, it would take 15 times longer to burn than if you weren't wearing sunscreen. And this reflects the protection from UVB. When you look at the two different ultraviolet forms of light that we look at as being harmful, there's UVA, which
uh-huh.
causes more aging. It's longer wavelength, so it goes through glass, and it also penetrates deeper. It also is, we understand it to be a little bit more toxic in causing melanoma as well.
Oh.
UVB is B for burning.
Right.
And that's where we look at the SPF factor. So in the U.S., we have those numbers that are associated with an SPF of 15 or 30 or 45 or 60. As it goes up, you're less likely to burn with the use of that sunscreen, but it doesn't improve by doubling the percentage of effectiveness.
You know,
so you may only go.
Yeah, go ahead.
From like a 60 to 100, and your effectiveness of that sunscreen working might be effectiveness in the 90th percentile for that duration of time. And it only goes up a few percentage points when you double that number. So oftentimes what we recommend is using a sunscreen that is at least SPF 30, preferably 60. But as you continue to go higher, you can get benefits and burn less, but you're not getting double the benefits.
It's a point of diminishing returns, right? Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Dr. Ellison, because I have a research article in front of me, and it's talking about SPF 100. And, of course, the sunscreen companies use it as a marketing ploy because they want, it's like a horsepower race. We have a higher number than the competition. But you might think SPF 100 provides twice as much protection, as you were leading up to, as a SPF 50. But it's not the case. 100 blocks 99% of the sun's UVB rays, whereas a 50 blocks 98%. So it's only a percentage or two difference. And SPF 30 blocks 97%. So I think 30 and above is kind of the numbers you should shoot for, right?
That's exactly it. And, when people ask me, I recommend that they find something that they like, that their skin tolerates, that is economically makes sense for them.
Right.
So,
sure.
Mm-hmm. But before talking about sunscreens, it is sun exposure is the most preventable risk factor for skin cancer.
That's right.
Including melanoma, which is the deadliest form of skin cancer. To protect yourself from the sun, there's a number of things you can do aside from sunscreen. You can plan to be out at different times of the day. The earlier or the later in the day you're out, the less sun that you're going to be exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
When you're outside, wearing as much clothing as possible covers your skin and protects you, as well as a broad-brimmed hat. And when you're outside, being in the shade makes a big difference as well. And then your last defense on any exposed skin is sunscreen. And then glasses to protect your eyes, because your eyes can be damaged from the sun.
That's
as
right.
well. As we look at the days here in Hawaii, 9 a.m., it's moderate sun exposure.
Mm-hmm.
As you get to 10, it's high. 11 is very high. Between 12 and 1 is extreme, and it stays very high until about 4 o'clock.
Huh.
And then it's back to moderate. Some places in the mainland, it only gets up to moderate. So we are
That's
at
right.
really high risk.
Well, we're at 21 degrees latitude, you know, or the placement on our planet. I mean, the sun's intense rays here are much more intense, other than if you go to the Florida Keys or something, it's about the same latitude as Hawaii. But, yeah, you're right about that. Yeah.
And so if you get, nobody is perfect. Mm. Everyone can get a sunburn. Interestingly, between 2017 and 2019, we have had a doubling of adults getting sunburn.
Wow.
And that may be reflective of what happened in 2018. Well, we banned 2 sunscreens, which were chemical sunscreens.
Oh.
So it went from 17% to, I think it was 14% to 37% of adults claiming that they had a sunburn within that year time frame.
You mean because of the tell us why again? Because the chemicals were banned or something?
Well, I can't say why.
Oh.
The numbers were 18.2% in 2017, and then 2019 was 37.2 adults with sunburns in the past year from the behavioral risk factor surveillance.
Okay.
System survey.
So there's a lot of factors that go into it, economy or more vacations or people being out in the outdoors or whatever. Yeah, there's a lot of
Between 2012 and 2017, 19%, 18%, going up to 37.2%.
Wow, that's
just
shocking.
In 2 years.
Yeah. Well, I'll have you know, it was recently, as you know, a full moon, and I put my moontan lotion on. I want you to know that. So, no, I'm just kidding. Maybe sometime there will be a moontan lotion for the full moons that are so bright. Hey, I want to thank you so much. I know we're pressed for time here, and I want to have you on maybe later in the year for a full show interview, and we can get into more detail on especially the types of skin cancer, the basal cell, squamous cell, Merkel, and melanoma, as you mentioned. And then also, give us the name of your clinic. Are you accepting new patients for our Hawaii listeners?
We are accepting new patients. We are a referral-based clinic, and we focus entirely upon skin cancer, performing Mohs surgery and facial plastic reconstruction. We also focus on high-risk cutaneous oncology. Our clinic is under the names of both myself and my partner, Dr. John Boyer,
and yes.
My name is Patrick Ellison, and you can find us on the web at mohshawaii.com.
And that's M-O-H-S, and the reason I want to have you back, Dr. Ellison, is to explain all the advantages of the Mohs micrographic surgery that is so advantageous for people that have to have skin cancer surgery. Myself included, to where you don't take any unnecessarily healthy tissue, but you take 100% of the cancerous tissue and cells. So that's a whole other program, which we don't have time for, but that's a preview of coming attractions when we have you on again. Thank you so much, Dr. Ellison. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me.
All right. And by the way, his number for our local listeners, 521-1102, area code 808, of course. All right, here we go with a brief break, but we'll be back with Myra Mesko talking about summer skincare and skincare in general so that your skin will last as long as you do. I'm back after this with more information for your good health. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health. All in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
'Cause I've got you under my skin.
It's the Skin Show. You can show as much skin as you want. We can't see you. It's radio, of course. Hey, okay, we are going to do some blemish busting and zit zapping. It's time to doctor your dermis, because we have a skincare expert on the line who will help you clear your dermis of all those impurities so that can play havoc with your epidermis as well as your ego. Nobody wants bad skin, right? Well, my guest is Myra Mesko. She's the founder of a company named MyShell, and which she started 20 years ago as the first clean ingredient cosmetic company. Now, since divesting her interest in that firm a few years ago, I call her the firmatologist. We just had a dermatologist on. She's the firmatologist, and it's a pleasure to have her on. She has founded Botanical Rush, which is a new skincare line, but also she'll be telling us all the hype in the cosmetic industry and what you really need to know, the basic rundown of what the basics are of products that you need to know about to keep your skin healthy. And we'd like to welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Myra. How the health are you?
Good morning and good afternoon from Colorado.
Oh, that's right. You're in Boulder, Colorado. Yes. Welcome.
What a fabulous introduction. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You're my firmatologist, because I have sagging skin. You know, I'm almost, I'm pushing 70, so everybody, things gravitate downwards. In fact, you know, it's funny. For years and years, I've done this show for 30 plus years, and in the early years of the show, I used to joke and tell people that I'm coming out with an anti-gravity cream. Well, what do you know? Some years ago, Clinique comes out and it's called anti-gravity cream. I was just joking about it. Sooner or later, gravity gets the best of us, doesn't it, as far as our skin goes?
It sure does. And, you know, those kind of names for, on creams really kind of mislead the consumer, because, gravity will win eventually.
Sure.
We can do a lot to keep our skin, firm. But, we are not here to produce Barbie dolls. That is not the intent of Botanical Rush. We are here to have healthy skin, glowing skin, hydrated skin, skin that has a really healthy moisture barrier, skin that doesn't have massive hyperpigmentation. We want to minimize the length and the depth of our wrinkles, and we want to be happy. I mean, think about it. How much time have you spent on that surfboard just smiling because you're having a beautiful day? Now, you're going to get some lines, because that just happens with maturity, with age. And we don't want to completely minimize those. Otherwise, we'd be walking around with Botox, squirted into our face, injected into our face.
Right.
So often, depending on your metabolism. So again, just to start out here, we are not trying to produce Barbie dolls or to claim that we can, help you with perfection. But perfection in my mind is like a fine wine. It, we age gracefully, and at the end, we just have this beautiful body and face and skin that shows that we've lived and we have wisdom. And yes, there are some lines and they tell a story.
So what are the different? What's the difference between a character line and a wrinkle? Is it between a man and a woman?
Yes, I think you're right about that, because lines on men are handsome and lines on women, people try to shun those. So that's
right. But I don't want to look too distinguished. In other words, I don't want to look too wrinkled up.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm about to turn 60, and I am not going to, lie. I mean, I have, some when I smile, you're going to see some lines. Mm-hmm. But they're not deep and they're not long. They're not massive, right? Mm-hmm. And do I have hyperpigmentation? No, I don't, because I wear sun protection. I also use vitamin C. I use a lot of enzymes and acids on my skin that are naturally occurring in our products that help get rid of that outer layer that holds that melanin. Now, some melanin, some hyperpigmentation, that clumps, can be very deep-rooted. And there are things that one can do about that, like going to see the dermatologist, and they can use their equipment that's specialized to kind of get that real deep-rooted clumping of melanin, which happens as we get older. And the more oxidative damage that we have,
yes,
internally as well as externally, that's what determines how fast and how intense your hyperpigmentation is going to be.
Hmm. So we don't want to have our skin be hyper. We can be hyper as our personalities, but you don't want to have hyperactive skin or hyperpigmentation. All right.
You now, and I are hyper. There's no question about it.
Now, but we're naturally hyper. I mean, it's not drug-induced is what I want to say. Now, is there any difference, Myra, about, versus, having fair skin or dark skin as far as the hyperpigmentation? Isn't it more susceptible if you're fair-skinned?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you're going to be more susceptible. Your skin is definitely not, I mean, think about the regions where, you know, very light pigmented humans live, and more red, you know, more red pigmentation, like really light blue eyes and reddish hair.
Yeah.
You know, that's the northern countries, right? That's Scandinavia, and you think of England, and you know, you think of you think of Ireland, right?
Ireland, yeah, a lot of redheads there.
Here's the other thing. I was listening to your show just a little bit ago with the doctor,
yeah.
And that was fantastic, by the way, fantastic show. There are some things that I think that we are missing when we talk about, you know, the onslaught of more skin cancers and more sun damage and so forth. I truly believe that diet has a lot to do with this. Now,
Sure. Just
recently I was reading something about watermelon. Well, watermelon has this beautiful red pigment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's rich in lycopene.
Lycopene, yes.
And lycopene has been studied to actually make the skin more resistant to sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't that beautiful and interesting? You know, 50 to 100 years ago, we had, 70 years ago, we had less processed foods. Even 50 years ago, we still had less processed foods.
Yeah.
But but then it just hit the market, right? Because it was going to last longer, longer shelf space. And if you walk into a grocery store, avoid the center aisles. Stay on the outside,
perimeter. Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Go to the produce section, stay at the back wall, go around and get out. Do not walk those aisles where the sugary processed foods
are. The canned foods, all the packaged foods, the convenience foods. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And
fresh.
And work your way through the vegetables and the fruit that have those deep, deep pigments, because those pigments are so healthy for so many reasons. But even just for the skin alone, the pigments can really help the skin become more resistant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to oxidative damage as well as UVA, UVB, and now the blue light, right?
Yes.
Blue light from computers,
mm-hmm.
which goes very, very deep.
Right, and people don't realize that you get radiation from artificial light. I mean, fluorescent lights is a source of radiation, and it does affect the skin. People that work in offices under bright fluorescent lights, they have premature aging of the skin sometimes.
And with the real big green push, we have more LED lighting, right? LED lighting. LED lighting will do that to your skin.
Oh, that's right.
So
yes. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, are we trying to be, conscious about, our use of energy? Yes. But then remember, there's always going to be that double-edged sword. So be careful. I mean, you just got to be educated. We don't want to walk around in paranoia, right? But
that's
you just got to be educated. Eat a healthy diet, take good care of your skin externally and internally, get good sleep, get your rest, get that REM sleep, take some melatonin if you're my age. It's fantastic. Melatonin works well, gets you in that real
I just took some tranquil sleep last night and slept just, I was up till 1 this morning doing show prep for our interview today, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get more than 5 hours of sleep. But the sleep I got was such a high quality sleep because I took the Natural Factors Tranquil Sleep, which is melatonin. As well as L-theanine and 5-HTP, and available in all the natural food stores, by the way. But anyway, I'm glad that I don't want to get off on a tangent, but you're right. You're right about sleep.
That's
and that's when our cells regenerate, including cells in the skin. So,
That's correct. Total body regeneration.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of shows, I just got back last night from a very large show in Las Vegas called Cosmoprof. And that's where everybody from around the world comes. They come from Israel. They come from Italy. They come from Poland. They come from Korea and China. They come and they bring their goods. And I didn't go to exhibit. I went to walk the floor and to meet some of my suppliers, my box manufacturer and my bottle manufacturers, and always looking for, better quality and to kind of see what the market's doing. And, it really blows my mind. There are still a lot of companies out there that are riddled with, a lot of universally used toxins that one really shouldn't anymore. I mean, we've known for a long time now that some of these preservatives and stabilizers and fragrances and fragrance maskers, that they are all very
absorbed.
Damaging to the body.
They're absorbed by the skin, right?
Absolutely. And think about women. mean, we're the biggest consumer, okay? But our hormonal system, our endocrine system is very fragile. I mean, it's not fragile, but it's very sensitive. Mm-hmm. So if you're piling on nutrients, and not nutrients, but chemicals that are estrogen mimickers or disruptors, and if you're healthy, you're not going to notice it right away. But let's just say your immune system becomes compromised and you're not as strong as you think you are. Mm-hmm. That's when women will say, gosh, you know, that really irritated me. That made my skin sensitive. That gave me a rash. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then they wonder why. So, yeah, check your ingredients. Make sure you buy from reputable companies where the owner is, formulating. Maybe the owner is also using the product for themselves.
What a concept. Yeah, right.
Right. I mean, everything I produce, I use, and it has to go through rigorous, testing through me. And I use everything that I have in the line. There's not one product I don't use.
And you've been doing it for 20 years. It's not like it's your first rodeo, And so you've
22 years.
Yeah. And I might add, regarding the hormone disruptors, the chemicals in some skincare preparations, it's affecting sex lives and hormonal systems of men as well as women. It's not just the women, but as you mentioned, the women are extremely sensitive as well. So it can disrupt hormones, no matter which gender you are. And so we have so many things to cover in so little time. So let's shift gears a bit. And since I appreciate you doing mentioning the foundation of skin health, and that being internally, with all the healthy lifestyle habits, sleep, nutrition, exercise, et cetera. But let's get onto some of the top 10 or, some of the top products that we must know about, the ingredients for our listeners to look for, the beneficial contents when they're shopping for skincare formulas, things like, hyaluronic acid or wherever you want to start, glycolic acid, ceramides.
Sure, of course. I mean, if you're thinking, talking about firming your skin, like you mentioned in the opening, you definitely want to incorporate peptides and vitamin C. I mean, vitamin C is such an important nutrient to the skin. There are different forms of vitamin C, and we have a plethora of vitamin C that you can choose from. One in particular is L-ascorbic acid, and it is by nature an acid. It's called L-ascorbic acid. So it has to be a lower pH in order for it to be active and capable of performing. Once it gets to be pH balanced, it turns very dark brown, kind of rusty looking, and it's oxidized. It's done. It's actually going to do damage to the skin.
Oh, wow. Really?
Huh. So don't apply a vitamin C serum that looks rusty, if you will, dark brown. It should have a nice pale yellow hue to it. Hmm. Nothing darker than it than a nice pale yellow. But then there are other, so let's just talk about vitamin C a little further. Vitamin C has been studied extensively. Back in the 90s, early 90s, late 80s, there were extensive studies done on L-ascorbic acid, and they found that 10% must be present in a 1-ounce formula to be effective, okay, in waking up the fibroblasts that reside in the skin, okay, mm-hmm. that produce collagen. They produce collagen. Now, as we get older, you and I know this, you slow down. Things slow down. Everything slows down. The hearing isn't so great. Your eyes, everything kind of wanes. And even the little cells within our skin called fibroblasts, they get lazy and they forget how to produce healthy, plump, juicy collagen. Now, vitamin C at 10% in a formula will wake them up and give them that energy and rejuvenate them to do their job again. Now, that's one thing, right? Then we have peptides. Okay, these are signaling peptides from plants that will help give signals to these cells on how to produce healthy collagen again. And, for me, most of our peptides are in the restorative line. We call it Restore within the Botanical Rush product line. And that's all about restoring that structural integrity within the skin so that the skin is firmer, plumper, and just, has more elasticity. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that is what vitamin C doesn't do much for elastin, but there's an epidermal growth factor product, which is called Transform EGF, which will help with elasticity. And it's very, very interesting because that's the only product that I know of, or the only ingredient that I know of, that really helps with elastin production,
and
which is an epidermal growth
factor. So for people that have prematurely aged skin or skin damage, that would be a therapeutic agent to use topically?
Yeah, I would start out with vitamin C. And David, I have to mention this. Vitamin C, because it is so effective, you know, it's very, very prevalent in the industry. And there are companies that fairy dust. They don't put enough in. They make
plastic
right. And the consumer sees the label and says, oh, vitamin C serum, wonderful. And it's a really...
And it's $10 less than this other product that has 10% vitamin C.
Well, hold on a second. So first of all, there should be transparency on the bottle. It should say how much is in there, okay? Mm-hmm. But if the bottle doesn't say the potency, then turn away, walk away, go somewhere else, try to find a friend. Secondly, if it has more than 10% in there, you know that that's a therapeutic product. Even if it just has 10%, you got a therapeutic product. Fantastic, right? So that's the L-ascorbic acid. And so doctor's offices, because there's so much research and evidence that it works, dermatologists love to sell it because, hey, they have clinical trials backing this, so they're going to sell it. But unfortunately, they sell it for a whole lot more than what we offer it. We're a consumer advocacy group. We offer it a full ounce at $39.95 with 14%.
And how much would a dermatologist office charge for something like that?
For half an ounce, you can pay anywhere from $129 to $149.
What? Are you serious?
For half an ounce.
Get out of here. Really? Wow.
Yeah, well, with my former line, I used to dispense it in half an ounce as well, and it sold for $44. Hey, it was still a lot less expensive than what was being sold at a medical spa or a doctor's office. But now with Botanical Rush, you know, prices have come down over the years, too. Remember, I started my show 22 years ago.
Myra, I'm sorry I had to stop you. I hear the music in the background. We need to take just one last break of the hour. Keep the lights on here in the studio so I can keep asking you more questions about how we can care for our skin. All right. Okay. Hang tight, and we will be back with more information for your skin health with Myra Mesko, a skincare expert. And when we come back, I have many more questions for her about, sunscreens as well. We talked about that with Dr. Ellison earlier, the dermatologist we had on earlier in the program. We'll get into antioxidants and what about retinol and vitamin A for skincare preparations, as well as the vitamin C and peptides that Myra was just mentioning. Back after this. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy. Dr. Health continues momentarily.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Sorry, yogurt. Although you're high in calcium and protein, in the real world of potent probiotics, let's just say you're not that potent. While many consume you thinking they're getting enough probiotic bacteria for good gut health, the fact is, you yogurts can't compete with a medical strength probiotic like Theralac. Plus, you yogurts, most of you, have so much sugar and other ingredients that it defeats the purpose of eating you in the first place. So while we'll always be fond of you and other fermented foods, we want to make sure our listeners also take a potent probiotic like Theralac. That's because just one capsule of Theralac is equal to more than 200 cartons of yogurt in the beneficial bacteria that it delivers to the gut. And if your doctor advises you to just eat some yogurt after a course of antibiotics without a strong probiotic like Theralac, it can take up to 2 years to reestablish your healthy gut flora. Look for Theralac in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store or go to Theralac.com.
Have you noticed past the age of 30, your energy level, mood, skin, and body has changed, and maybe not for the better? It may have to do with DHEA levels. DHEA is an important building block for more than 50 different hormones, and the body naturally produces DHEA. We make the most DHEA in our prime, between the ages of 18 and 25. DHEA levels decline each year in men and women after about age 30. Research has established that maintaining healthy DHEA levels may help us feel more energetic, help reduce belly fat, and help us to get a better night's sleep. Often youthful levels of DHEA are tied to good health, while declining levels can contribute to an assortment of common health problems. Twist 25 is a high-quality DHEA supplement cream that absorbs easily into the skin, leaving no odor or oily residue. To learn more, visit www.twist25.com or call toll-free 888-489-4782. Look your best, feel your best with Twist 25. 888-489-4782.
Ah, yes, but you're keeping cool on the radio because it's the snowman here, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time. And if you miss any part of the morning show or just want to get a double dose of good health information, our show is rebroadcast 12 hours from now on the station you're listening to right now. Or you can, after this Wednesday, you can go to the website and visit our podcast section for a rebroadcast, or you can just listen to the show whenever you want. And that would be drhealthradio.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. All right. If you are just joining us, Myra Mesko is our guest. She's a skincare expert, and we're talking about summer skincare. Myra, here's a cartoon I saw. It has, a raisin talking to a grape, and it says, "Take it from me. You might want to use some sunscreen." Raisins were once grapes, after all, you know, and prunes were once plums. What happened? They dried out, and that's what happens to us humans. Our skin dries out with age, and especially at this time of the year. Before we run out of time, and we're just limited in our discussion time here, but I want to skip over to, you have three different skincare products or sunscreen products, which are excellent. I used them over the 4th of July weekend, 3 days in a row, and I was just blown away as to how effective they were. They stayed on my skin. They fully protected it, and actually my skin looked better. It smoothed out all the irregularities because it was tinted. You have the Botanical Rush. There's a Silky Light, Silky Medium, and Silky Dark. So that way I don't look like a snowman on the beach with a zinc oxide. But tell us about your the broad spectrum mineral sunblock that you have, the three different products.
So there are different types of sunscreen. There's a sunscreen and there's a block, right? A block would be a mineral block, which resides on the skin. You smooth it over your skin, and those microminerals, they will reflect the sun's rays throughout the day as long as you leave it on the skin. If you take a towel, if you go swimming, you take a towel and wipe your face, and you see that you've removed, especially if you have a tinted one, you can see it on the towel, then you need to reapply.
Good point.
Think about it. If you do not wipe it off your face, they stay on your skin.
Yeah.
Because they are in an oil base. Ours is an olive oil base with some jojoba oil, and it's absolutely fantastic. Sunscreens are chemicals, okay? So those chemicals will absorb the sun's rays.
That's right.
And then destroy them. And they can only do it for so long. So the higher the number, the greater the chemicals in the formula. Exactly. So people think, I'm going to do an SPF 75, and my goodness, they're really loading their skin and their bodies with a lot of chemicals, because that number 75 reflects the potency of the chemicals that are in the product.
Yes.
So I don't recommend those. I recommend having a really healthy diet. I recommend, you know, wearing UV shirts when you're, we talked about this, wearing UV shirts. I know it doesn't feel as good when you're in the water, but you're going to feel a lot better not having a sunburn. But the other alternative is using a sunblock, like with zinc in there. And ours is almost 21%, 20.5% a non-nano, uncoated zinc oxide. So it's not going to go into the bloodstream. So don't worry about that. So
and it's eco and reef safe. I might add, it's reef safe for regulations here in where we broadcast from in Hawaii, but also other areas of Virgin Islands and probably soon to be Florida and other parts where they want to protect the oceans and the fish and the sea life in our waters. It's important to not use the chemicals and forget about the chemicals that are going into the ocean. I mean, that's important too. But what about the ones that are absorbing into your body through your skin? I mean, here you are putting a sunblock or a chemical sunblock on to prevent skin cancer, but then some of those ingredients have been found to be carcinogenic themselves, or suspected carcinogens, and so much more serious cancers can result in, you know, a lifetime of exposure to or absorption of these various chemicals. So anyway, I just wanted to add that to the mix.
Yeah. And, so we have one formula with three different tints. So like you said, there's a silky light, there's a silky medium, there's a silky dark. So it's basically the zinc, and then we add in iron oxide. And it depends on the concentration of the iron oxides and how it then turns out. So it's not going to leave you with a white, ghostly finish in any way, shape, or form. And every skin type, every skin tone should be able to find the right one for their skin, because you don't need to have it on very thick. If you apply it very thick, you're going to look like you're taking on makeup, right? It's going to look like you actually are creating this incredible, you know, smooth finish with really a serious pigment, but you don't need that much. So if you, this is the perfect way to apply it. If you have freckles, or if you have something that, you know, that's on the skin that's not an actual, you know, just perfectly, you know, one tone,
right,
apply it to that area and smooth it out gently, gently, gently. And once you can see a little bit of that imperfection in your skin, that's where you want to leave it. That's where you want to leave it.
Okay.
And it does give you an amazing glow. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that you used it. Because, David, it's not just for women. Tinted sunscreens are not just for women. They're for men as well. It has nothing to do with somebody being, you know, a macho man and not wanting, you know, wanting to wear something that could look like makeup if you put it on very thick. It's really about being smart about being out in the sun and protecting yourself.
Oh, yeah. No, and it didn't look like makeup at all. In fact, it looked like, when I looked in the mirror after I first put it on, I thought, my God, this is what I looked like 10 years ago before all the, you know, hyperpigmentation, the sunspots, the freckles and everything. And so I thought, okay, I'm a believer, you know, give me a case of this.
So let's get you back to that. Let's talk about how to do that.
Okay.
Let's get you back to that. Okay, let's go ahead and start using some nutrients that can really feed their basal layer of your skin, deep, deep down, deep in your skin, okay, to help provide those nutrients that you need for healthy, plump cells again. In addition, let's use an exfoliator like our Flower Power Peel. Flower Power Peel is a vegan product, and this product contains flowers that have been fermented. These flowers, when you ferment them, they produce acids, naturally occurring acids like tartaric and malic glycolic acid and lactic acid, even, you know, vegetarian form. Can you believe it? I mean, most people will read lactic and say, oh, this must have milk in it.
That's right.
No, it does not. No milk. It comes from the fermentation process from these beautiful flowers. And what these acids do, in addition to the salicylic acid that's in there, they dissolve the binders that hold dead skin cells together and the skin cells. So it's never going to leave you chafed or raw or irritated. It just helps that cellular turnover so that you can get that healthy turnover again that we had when we were younger. Because as we get older, a cellular turnover and, you know, boosting of the skin cells slows down. So we want to get that back revved up. Then use vitamin C, use the vitamin A, which is our Retinol Renew at Night, and is the most sophisticated form of vitamin A on the market today. It does not irritate your skin, but is extremely effective in rapid dermal rejuvenation.
All right.
So
now,
you can combine.
Oh, go ahead. Finish that thought. Yeah, go ahead.
You can use vitamin C at the same time that you do use the Retinol Renew.
Oh, okay.
The latest research says that actually amplifies the results. So you use the C Perfection Serum first, then you add the Retinol Renew, and you go to sleep, and it does its work. The next day, you make sure you wear sun protection, because anytime, David, anytime you are trying to rejuvenate your skin, no matter what you're using, you should protect that beautiful new skin that you're growing.
All right. Okay. You know, on that note, Myra, I'm so sorry. I know I already have to have you back, and we'll do it again too, because I have so many more questions, and we've run out of time. Flower power. I don't even have to be a hippie to use the flower power peel, huh? Okay. I'm going to try that this weekend. How can people, now I know that, well, here in Hawaii, where we broadcast from the Down to Earth stores, the one in Kaka'ako and King Street and IAEA have just ordered your product lines, and other stores are probably going to be getting them in the near future. But for people wanting to get it direct, and we have other broadcast areas, California and then the East Coast of Florida, if people, can they order direct from you, botanicalrush.com, is it?
Absolutely. Yes, so they can go to their local health food store, ask them for it if they don't have it yet, and otherwise go online to botanicalrush.com, and if you'd like a free sphincter consultation with me, I'm happy to jump on the phone with you.
Really?
I'll even do a Zoom meeting with you. And yeah, those are free, those are gratis, and I love to talk to my consumers because I want to make sure they're getting the right products for their skin type and what they're trying to achieve. I take the time, I love my consumers, and I'm happy to do it. So go to my website if you'd like to, go to your health food store, botanicalrush.com, and we'll see you there.
Excellent. All right, Myra Mesko, thank you so much for being here, and we will definitely have you on again in the near future. Thanks.
Thank you, David. It's been a pleasure.
All right, and take care of your skin. You deserve it. And if you want to pick up, since this is the time of the year to do so, the Botanical Rush Silky Light Medium and Dark, the protective skin sunscreens, they're mineral-based sunblocks. Okay, that's it for the show. This is David Snow thanking you so much for joining us this week. Join us again next week, 168 hours from right now, for another edition of the program. Until then, remember, it's not how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.